Listeners, is your child struggling with a specific subject? Do you want to help set them up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how they learn. In my house, my daughter could not wrap her head around ratios in her sixth grade math class, and I was not much help except for that I put her on IXL and got her set up to do the tutorial on ratios, and it was the boost she needed. IXL is super simple like that because everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Housewives of True Crime.
This is like our first one really back.
Yes.
Since the new year. And
I don't know what it is, but I mean, I was very hopeful 2025 was going to start off with a bang, and it sure enough is, but in the wrong direction.
Well, to be honest, I did start 2025 coming in hot. Had my garage cleaned, had my shit put away, was like walking, working it. But now it's hot in a bad way because everything's on fire in California.
Yeah. I mean, I am so sad. I'm so sad for all the people. I'm so sad for just the city. I'm sad that it took this to get people to wake up and see that there is a serious problem in California. And I don't know how much could be handled, but I mean, come on, there's no water in the fire hydrants. That's a problem. So anyways, we will see what happens. I feel so bad. I know a lot of people have started some collecting of clothes. Cala Kids, which is a clothing store in Calabasas, they are taking kids' clothes. If anybody's out there and has anything to donate, also to the Red Cross, people are going to need a lot. Because also, people lost fire insurance in the last year. I mean, my mind is just blown.
Yeah, I know. I don't even think we can begin to like scratch the surface with, but I mean, to be honest, like someone that, you know, has lived in California forever, I'm kind of used to the fires. I just didn't grasp the magnitude of this one. And then it's like, oh, this is the big one. This is the one they've been fearing.
Yeah.
Yikesies.
And when we're recording, it is on Thursday and it still is not even anywhere close to being contained. I don't know what the weather is like out there, if it's still windy or not, but it's going to go until the wind stops.
Yeah. The wind, it's not windy where I am right now, which is in Orange County. So for those of you that don't know, I'm about an hour south of where all the fires really are, but the smoke around here is crazy. So
it's like blowing your way.
Yeah. So it's, that is how I'm affected, but my heart goes out to all those who are directly affected because obviously it's balls.
My sister-in-law, so we've had a bunch of friends that lost houses, but my sister-in-law lives in Santa Monica. She has no water and the power's on and off for a couple hours here and there. And so she hopped on it. We were just like, it's not going to get better in the next couple of days. So just come out here. But the problem is we're having a snowstorm in Dallas and we don't do well in snowstorms. You know, we don't have the machinery or any of that. So she landed this morning, but she's stuck on the tarmac for hours because they have no way to like clear the snow to get the plane from the runway to the gate. So she's now just sitting on the plane since like 6 a.m.
Damn it. I hope she had snacks.
I know. I don't think she did. And she's on American. And what you said on Patreon last week is they do not give you
American puts you
more
on
than
a diet. Yeah. They be calorie conscious over there at American. I am not about it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I actually, funny thing, we flew American this last week and I was really hungry because we took a very early morning flight and I did not have time to even get coffee, put my protein powder, any of that. So she was like, biscuit or pretzels. I was like, can I have both? Because my kids can't eat them because they're gluten-free. So
right.
Like, can I just have both? She's like, no, you can have one or the other. Like, okay, I'll take the biscuit.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. What I thought was about to ruin my 2025 was, for some reason, when we got home from our New Year's trip, my husband made it his mission to find out how much we spent on Amazon last year.
Oh, hell no. No. No,
he kept asking Alexa and I was like, shut up. I kept interrupting. So then he's taking it, you know, he's on his phone. He's trying to put it all together. And I'm like, stop. I don't know if you're going to be able to complete this mission and actually find the number total, but I need you to understand that I buy groceries and such on Amazon.
That's
Fresh.
What I was thinking.
There is a lot of things on there that I know where your mind is going to go. And you're going to see this number and you're going to freak out. But I need you to understand it's a whole household full of business we're giving to Amazon.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
Yes. So he did some research and he found that actually he thinks it's like a conspiracy. He thinks that Amazon, it used to be easy to find out how much you've spent, but now they've made it extra hard.
I probably agree with, he probably has a point there.
And thank you, Amazon.
Yes, thank you
so much. Because if it was a running total on the bottom, my husband would seriously have a damn heart attack.
Yeah.
Just thinking the next time. I mean, he can't even handle like buying a Starbucks. Although he did ask me this morning if I wanted a Starbucks when he went out in the snow, which he never does anymore. And I said no, because I had already put Little Pod in my Keurig. I resorted to not drinking Starbucks anymore as much.
As much. Yeah. I knew there was a caveat there. As much.
I think I might get one today though, just because it's so
you need a little
snowy.
Comfort. Yeah. Yeah, sure. All right. Although I think you should hunker down. Stay inside.
I know. The kids are sledding right now while we're talking. So yeah.
Yeah. So just hang out at home. Yeah.
The gym's open though.
Of course.
So I kind of feel compelled.
Of course you do. That's the difference between you and me. Yeah.
The 2025. I can't stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Not in the first week of January. Okay. Uh-huh. Maybe the third.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, should we get into a crime to take our mind off of all this draggy dragness?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Just real quick. Also, before you begin, I want to thank all of our new Patreon and bonus subscribers. If you do not subscribe yet, now is the time. I mean, this is a new year, new us. We're making it going to count. And so we give you an episode every single Thursday, and then Gretchen does a bonus crime. So if you want to go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, you can log in there. If you listen on Spotify, it's right there. It's the Clink, or that one's called Housewives of True Crime Bonus, or the Clink Clink Club on Apple is a very easy way also. It's a way to support us, and we also support you back. And hopefully everybody got their cards that submitted their addresses either last year or this year. I just sent them to everybody. And a few of you have said you did get your card, and hopefully all of you will. And I do think international cards did go out this year and made it international across the pond. So good news for all of you.
Okay. Well, I have an international crime of sorts.
Oh, look at that.
But we're going to start with it taking place in New York City. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Might as well be international for you. It's the furthest away place from you. California. Okay. New York City.
Okay. In 2013, a woman named Nadia Ford was working in New York City, and she had immigrated from Russia, where her mother, Alla, still lived from the town of Krasnodar, the town in Russia. The great distance did not get in the way of Nadia and her mama talking every day. They were just very close. One day when Mama Alla told her she had made a new friend, Nadia, you know, back in New York City, was a little skeptical. The new friend of Alla's was a neighbor that had begun to come over and visit with her more and more frequently. Sounds harmless, but the dynamic just didn't sit well with Nadia. Alla's new friend was a woman named Victoria, who was what I like to call a glamazon. Like, full glam all the time. We're talking big lips, perfect cat eyes.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
All the time, right? Yes. She was a very attractive woman, very stylish, always in big girl shoes and like fur coats.
Okay.
Side note, I don't think they really give a shit about real fur in Russia like we do here. Right.
Oh, like you can wear it and no one's going to throw paint on you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I imagine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Alla is more of a simple kind of lady. And so Nadia did not understand what would this glamazon want with her mama. She was keeping her mama company like extra. I myself don't like to judge a book by its cover. Glamazons can be good. Right. I love the Kim Kardashian and the prison reform, but I also can see where Nadia was coming from, thinking there might be an ulterior motive for all the company keeping, given that glamazons are social creatures by nature and generally keep a full calendar of selfie-worthy destinations. And, you know, Mama Alla's apartment was just your run-of-the-mill old lady crib.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of sus. Mm-hmm. Alla told Nadia she didn't have anything to worry about, and the company keeping kept on until Alla herself got a little annoyed with Victoria Glamazon. The annoyance was that Victoria had told her, like more than a year ago, she was planning a trip to New York City soon. And so Alla asked her if she wouldn't mind bringing some things, like valuable things like jewelry, with her to deliver to Nadia, since that was Nadia's hood. Well, time went on and Victoria's trip kept getting delayed, and it began to seem like she was never going to take it. So Sweet Alla wanted her ship back. Victoria was not responsive to her request. Well, Alla vented about this to Nadia, and eventually one day she said, you know, that's it. She said she planned on confronting Victoria about getting her stuff back. Mm-hmm. She was fired up. Well, Tab, we'll never know what transpired after that conversation took place, because Nadia never heard from her mama again. The issue went from missing things to
missing person.
Yeah. Sad. Nadia tried calling Alla over and over, but she was not able to reach her. She phoned Victoria, who told her she thought Alla might have gone on a trip with some friends. Well, Alla didn't.
Didn't she tell her daughter that?
Of course. And okay. Alla doesn't roll like that. She's like a homie.
You said she's like a homebody.
Yeah, totally.
A fancy homebody.
So since Nadia had her mother's phone bill, you know, she had access to her account because she had set it up. She could see her call history. And so she knew right away Victoria was full of shit, even though she kind of already knew, because she knew that Alla hadn't talked to anybody but her and Victoria on the phone. So she was real pissed, because when she had just talked to Victoria about where her mama was, Victoria had not mentioned that she had spoken to Alla, you know, pretty recently. Nadia knew that there was something very wrong, and so she hopped on a flight to Russia. She went to her mama's apartment and sees that it has been ransacked. All of Alla's valuables were gone, including her secret stash of cash, which was about $50,000. She called the authorities, and they set up a sting for her, where Nadia confronted Victoria in front of the apartment. At that point, they're trying to get, you know, just like some kind of confession out of Victoria, or any kind of information as to where Nadia could be. But what happened when they had this like sting confrontation was that Victoria and Nadia got in kind of a physical scuffle. As you can imagine, you know, it would be hard to hold yourself back, right? And so the undercover officers had to reveal themselves and like break it up.
Okay.
Victoria was still apprehended, and they took her down to the station and gave her a polygraph test, which she failed. But since that was all that they had, they still didn't have any real proof Victoria was responsible for Alla's disappearance or the theft from her apartment. She was able to remain free. Well, this was not working for Nadia, who knew in her bones that this glamazon had done something with her mama on the day of October 5th, 2014, which was the last time she had spoken with her. So she went to the traffic cams. Now, this is something that over here in the US of A, we would never be given access to.
No.
Okay. But Nadia says in Russia, if you have money, you can get anything.
Okay.
She was able to see, in fact, Victoria did have Alla. She could see a blurry image that she was sure was her mama in Victoria's vehicle. She then took this to the police, who then tracked down Victoria's cell phone records on said day, and they were able to see that Victoria had made kind of a loop that day, that she had taken Alla somewhere in her vehicle and disappeared her. And the loop included a long stop in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So with this new information, police went to the place where the long stop was with cadaver dogs, and they found the remains of Alla. Nadia identified Alla by her teeth, because that was all that was left.
Oh, that's so sad.
So awful. So, you know, as you can imagine, for all of these events to take place, some time has elapsed. But now they have enough evidence to finally scoop up Victoria and charge her ass with murder, but it was too late. She was gone glamazon, okay? Mm-hmm. An Interpol alert was put out on her in July 2015, but she had already fled and they did not know where to. Nadia told authorities she had a hunch that Victoria went to New York City because, you know, she'd been talking about going there for a while. Mm-hmm. But she really didn't know. And there was not a lot they were willing to do based on, you know, Nadia having a hunch. Nadia herself went back to Brooklyn, where she had a life before she uprooted herself to find her missing mama in Russia. And it wasn't long before she discovered that her hunch about Victoria having fled to the Big Apple was correct. Nadia came across her picture on Facebook. The Russian community is tight. And you know, everybody knows everybody knows somebody, you know, somebody be popping up on your Facebook. Okay. So Nadia was sure that this like Facebook recommend was Victoria, you know, this she's this unmistakable glamazon. But she was going by another name now, and she was not detailing her specific location, which is not really unusual for someone who was advertising Victoria's new profession. Victoria, now in the U.S., fancied herself a dominatrix slash escort situation. And so she was using the Facebook to make friends slash clients, you know, to bring in business. And she was also putting herself out there on the apps, like dating apps and such.
Okay.
So Nadia went to the police with this profile picture, you know, and everything and her story. And the New York Police Department said they were not willing and or just able to help her with what she had to offer them about Victoria at that point. They needed more to go by. And so Nadia, disco biscuit. Okay. She hires a private investigator to find the glamazon. So while private investigator was investigating Victoria's real whereabouts, which took a minute, and we will get back to their stellar locating skills in a few, all this other stuff was going on. So Victoria was none the wiser while he's looking for her, and she was really making a go of it in the dominatrix slash escort scene. Well, that kind of work takes a lot of maintenance. Right.
Well, she seems like she's a high maintenance time old lady anyways, right?
Right. So obviously, Tab, lash extensions were high on her maintenance list.
Lashify, like the ones
she
that we
could
use,
have been. Like, no, like the real lay down.
Glue down.
That's
2 hour.
Yeah.
Process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Her lash technician was a woman named Olga Svik. Olga and Victoria Glamazon have a striking resemblance to each other, both very attractive. Olga's look, though, I would say is a little more subtle than Victoria. Olga had immigrated from Ukraine 2 years prior to this. She rented a room in a home from a family that she had become very close with. They loved her, as well as the surrounding neighbors, everybody be knowing everybody. You know, mm-hmm. And well, this was in Queens, right? Because mostly you have to walk everywhere. I think that would get old.
Yeah.
But it was working for Olga. So Victoria Glamazon becomes a regular client of Olga's at the lash salon that she worked at. Victoria regularly made her way to see Olga in Queens all the way from Brooklyn, which is like, you know, it's like a 7 mile trek. One Sunday, which was Olga's regular day off, Victoria called her with a lash panic. She had a glamazon problem. She was headed to Mexico the following day and she needed a lash fill. Olga explained that she wasn't even working in a salon today, and so she would just have to see her when she got back. But Victoria begged and pleaded with her that she was willing to come to her home to get her lashes did. It was just really, really important. So Olga eventually agreed and Victoria came and got her fill. As a thank you for doing the lash fill on her day off, Victoria brought Olga some cheesecake, which she said was from the best bakery in the city. Olga ate the cheesecake. I mean, who wouldn't? And the sight of Victoria and the cheesecake was the last thing she remembered before she woke up in the hospital.
Dude, it was like poisoned.
Mm-hmm. Her landlord had not seen her for a couple of days. Remember, they kind of live like in the same house. Mm-hmm. I would describe it. I said she rented a room, but it's kind of like an ADU. So he goes in and checks on her, thankfully, and he found an unconscious Olga in her bed in lingerie with pills kind of thrown all around her bed and the heater turned all the way up.
What?
It's bizarre. So he called an ambulance and he called Olga's sister, Irina, who hopped on the next flight to New York City to be with her sister because her condition was so dire when she went to the hospital. But at the hospital, they really couldn't figure out what Olga had taken and what was really wrong with her. They did a toxicology screen, but it didn't come up positive for anything. They assumed that what had taken place was a suicide attempt because of how she was found, despite the fact that Olga's sister strongly disagreed that that was a possibility. When Olga's sister got to Olga's home, she discovered Olga had been robbed. All her good stuff was gone, from like her passport to her perfumes even. The thief had left her with just $17 in her wallet and otherwise cleaned her out.
Dude, this lady is crazy.
Bad news. Yeah, bad news. So she called the police and told them that she believed Olga had been poisoned by a client of hers that had came to her home and then robbed her. Mm-hmm. The police took the report and they took the discarded box of cheesecake Victoria left in DNA. The trash. Yeah. And they tested it.
Yeah.
Well, they're testing it mostly to see if it tested positive for any controlled substances, but it didn't. So they were like, sorry, but your Glamazon poison cheesecake story is sounding a little cuckoo-cachoo. Which, in fairness to law enforcement, I can see why they would see it that way.
Yeah, they're like, are you sure you just didn't drink a little too much vodka?
Right, something.
Yeah.
Okay. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns Early. Acorns Early is the smart money app and debit card for kids that helps them learn the value of money. Teaching my kids the value of money is always on my list, but I'm not the best at keeping track of the money they earn from helping around the house. But I just discovered Acorns Early has a great tool to help me with that. Acorns Early Chore Tracker teaches kids hard work really does pay off. You just set up the chores in the app, set a payment amount, and then tick the chore off the list when it's done. Acorns Early also lets parents pay allowances automatically. No more rummaging around the house for cash. Automatically send a weekly allowance to your kid's account with just a few taps. Kids can spend what they earn with their very own debit card, which you know they'll love. And they get to choose from more than 35 customizable card designs. Plus, parents, we can keep track of where and when the kids are spending. You can get real-time spend notifications, set your kids' spending limits, and instantly block lost or stolen cards. Now is the time to grow your kids' money skills with bite-sized financial lessons. The Acorns Early app is here for that. They have tons of fun, interactive courses that help kids learn all things money. So ready for your kids to learn the value of money? Just head to acornsearly.com or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and get your first month on us. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fee starting from $5 per month unless canceled. Hello there, listeners. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You know what is also so great? You don't need to be rich to start investing. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with just $5 or even just your spare change. Acorns works for me because I love knowing I'm doing something proactive for my future when I'm not even thinking about it and giving my money a chance to grow.
So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
So after a few days in the hospital, Olga was stable enough to go home, but the disbelief she had received just added to her trauma. She lived in like a paranoia state of fear after the whole ideal.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. While she was still recovering, she got a phone call from guess who?
Victoria.
That's right. Victoria played it like, hey, what happened to you?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Like, yeah. And Olga told her, like, no, I'm not okay, bitch. You poisoned me and you stole my shit.
Oh, so she's on to her.
Oh, she's on to her. Yeah, she knows. And Victoria's response was like, okay, well, then tell the police. Oh. So you know, she was just calling to see if she had really killed her or not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, thankfully not. Well, it took Olga a few weeks to go back to work. And when she did not want to talk about it. You can't blame her.
No.
It does sound bizarre. But one day, a client was really pushy about what happened to her and why was she gone for so long. And she told them, you know, I was poisoned, but I really don't want to talk about it. The client told Olga, listen, girl, you got to tell me because that is bananas because she knew someone that had recently been poisoned too by a date. So Olga was like, okay, I'll spill it.
On the sites.
Yeah.
We know where you found her.
So she passed, this client passes on the man's information that had been poisoned recently as well off to Olga. And she urged her to speak with him because the poisoning had left this man in a bad way as well. And if the same person is out there poisoning people, then they should do something about it.
Yeah.
So Olga reaches out to this man whose name was Ruben. And sure enough, when he shows Olga a picture of the date who poisoned him, it was Victoria Glamazon, but she had gone by the name Anna to him. This man's story was that he was interested in Victoria, aka Anna's services, which led him to a date with, you know, to the Glamazon's apartment. But when he got there, there was no furniture in it. She had like some sad card table set up. She told him that it was, you know, pretty empty because her roommate had just moved out. She poured him a glass of wine. She fed him some fish that she had prepared. And that's all he remembered before waking up in a hospital bed. He had no recollection of his Glamazon date taking him back to the dry cleaners he owned, where she told his sister that she was on a date with him, you know, like kind of like pushed him off to her and said, you know, but he became very ill or maybe he was drunk. I don't know. He's your problem now. The dry cleaners had surveillance cameras in them. So you can see this whole thing take place. And the cameras caught Victoria while the sister is like tending to the brother who's completely out of it, stealing cash out of the cash register. She also had, of course, dropped him off after like she'd stolen his watch and cleaned out his wallet. She also erased everything on his phone.
Oh, I bet you she is doing this time and time again. But
well, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, yeah. So this man, Ruben, reported it to the police, just like Olga had. But when the toxicology report came back negative and he didn't know this woman's real identity, he was told there wasn't much they could do. But now that it's Olga and this man together, and they've both made, you know, previous reports, and they went to the police, they believed now that there might be something to what they were saying. So, additionally, there had also been a string, you're right about this, of similar reports from men reporting a date had gone sus. They woke up without their shit, drugged, right?
Right.
Okay, so it starts to like snap into focus that it was possible that all of these incidents could be traced back to one Glamazon. Well, they still had the cheesecake remnants, which is like amazing. I would think it would be all moldy and shit. but they sent it off to be tested by the FBI lab, which included a much wider range of controlled substances. The test came back positive for phenazepam, known as the Russian roofie.
Oh.
This drug, phenazepam, is no joke. It can be fatal. It causes amnesia and works faster in high temperatures, which explains why the heater was turned all the way up in Olga's room. Yeah. So now they just need to know who the poison glamazon really is and where they can find her. Okay, now here is where I get to circle back to that private investigator that Nadia hired. His name is Herman Weisberg. He had just found the glamazon and called the police to let them know it before they broke a sweat trying to locate them for, or to locate her for themselves. How he did it was Mr. Private Investigator took his very expertise, PI, eye skills to examine Victoria's social media posts. She posted selfies where you can't tell shit about where she's at. And I'm sure she liked it that way. But in a lot of said selfies, she's wearing these reflective aviator sunglasses. And in the reflection of a pic, he could see the reflection of a vehicle's dashboard that had a real unique look to it, as well as like unusual interior stitching. So he thought if he could figure out what type of car she was in, he could start looking for cars like that. Mm-hmm. He had an idea of the area she was in already because he had determined that most of her likes were from kind of a clustered area. So this man took himself to the train station because that's just a place where there's a lot of parked cars, where he walked row by row to see if, while he peered in all these cars, to see if he could identify the make and model that had this unique dashboard and stitching. Don't you think that's, I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. People are very impressive when they get down to the nitty gritty like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Don't Fuck with Cats, that show. Remember those people just got real crazy with where things were?
People Seriously. Are, it is. Yeah, really it's good. Amazing. Yeah, people are really good. Yeah. So, it worked. By doing that, he was able to discover it was a Chrysler, kind of Chrysler sedan.
So good.
Yeah.
By
the stitching, and the dashboard has this real little, like, round, funny shaped, like, clock. Yeah. So after identifying the make and model of Victoria's vehicle, he just took it to the streets, you know, in the area that he had suspected that she was located. And 6 hours later,
somebody that knew her.
He found Victoria and her apparent boyfriend, whose car it actually was, getting in and out of it. He then went to the police. And at that point, they informed him that she was wanted for a load of, you know, poisoning situations. And they'd been trying to track her down for a minute.
And murder.
Okay. But the New York police cannot do anything about her being wanted for the murder in Russia.
Oh.
Right? Okay. So, I mean, Nadia has gone to them, but they kind of blew her off. This is not, so Russia's not involved yet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, but obviously, you know, Nadia is the one who hired this private investigator who gave the information to the police that had been trying to track her down. And so he got to give Nadia the news that, you know, they found her. He watched her get arrested. She was, you know, obviously elated. Victoria was arrested at the apartment that the private investigator had spotted her at. Her boyfriend explained to the arresting officers that they had been broken up and just very recently gotten back together on account of her poisoning his beloved dog, a real cute beagle. He said she didn't like the dog. And you know why she didn't like the dog? Because he loved the dog so much, she was jealous of the attention he gave it. It's awful, but not surprising.
Yeah. You're like, it's a fucking dog. It's not like,
it's a,
you know, there's people like that, that are even like that with their own children. You know, they're like weird.
Yeah. It's,
don't get it.
It's definitely weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's awful. But what I don't understand is, if you know this about her, why did he take her back is even like weirder to me at this point. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No comprende. But okay. Still, the officers realized her poisoning other like actual people was new information to this boyfriend. And he did not object to the officer's request to search the apartment, take all of her things. And so that's what they did. And when they went through Victoria's things, they found a lot of Olga's stuff, from her work visa, passport, jewelry. So, you know, now they have a lot to connect her to poisoning Olga. So Victoria is now in custody, and they do a lineup with her and have all the victims, like all these, you know, men that have gone on a date with her, get called back in. And she was identified repeatedly by them.
Yeah.
Victoria faced charges for her whole dominatrix / escort poison and rob hustle first. There was a little hitch in the process of nailing her ass for these crimes. And that would be that it turns out that men that seek out dominatrix are not super into speaking about their dominatrix desires outside the dominatrix dungeon or wherever they get their freak on, right? Mm-hmm. And definitely not in a public arena like a court of law. Also, this case started getting a lot of attention. So there's like reporters. It's like making the papers, right? So what this meant was a lot of dudes weren't down to testify. So the way it all shook out was that Victoria only received a 90-day sentence for her shameless shenanigans, drugging and robbing these men. Yeah. But then there's the case of Olga. So when it came to the trial Victoria faced for her crimes against Olga, she's got no reservations about, you know, testifying against the greedy glamazon. But it would have to wait, because a little something happened that you might recall happening, and that was COVID. Mm. Yeah. COVID backed up Victoria's trial for attempted murder on Olga until 2023.
Oh, so she just a minute ago.
Yeah, just a minute ago. So Victoria sat her ass in Rikers Island for 6 years before she went to trial for that.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. Rikers was not kind to her in many ways. Okay. In 2018, Victoria faced an altercation while behind bars that was caught on film. The altercation left her with several injuries and looked pretty brutal, to be honest.
Is there like a women's section of Rikers and a men's section, or is it all?
Yeah, no. It's just the women's section.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty brutal. Victoria blamed the guards for not protecting her and sued the city of New York for their negligence, which resulted in her injuries. And I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but
they gave her money. She won.
She fucking got $325,000.
The thing is the and we've talked about this a little bit in the last month, is the guards, I think, do need an overhaul. Like, they need some education or something, because you're not allowed to treat people poorly. You can't.
Okay, well, listen, I have a lot of thoughts on this. I did not do enough investigating about that particular case. Yeah. I mean, I would hope that no one would be in like that situation. I don't care like really what they did, but it didn't go to trial. Like,
they just settled.
No, they just settled. And she had originally sued for $5 million. So you can imagine they're just settling. They could have just settled just because it would save them legal fees in the long run. So we don't 100% know that Victoria was in the right. Yeah. And everyone that has commented about this has said it makes them a little sick to their stomach that this chick was awarded all this money. Okay.
It makes me a little sick to my stomach also, because I mean, that is an absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
And
at the same time, you want everybody treated humanely, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So it's like, we don't need to pay her to get the whole system to be right. And that is not what we should be doing. We should be taking that money and affording ourselves some better, you know,
something. It's a conundrum, right?
Okay. Yeah. We need some more training, how to approach situations, how to not treat human beings, even though they are the worst on the entire planet, poorly. I think that is where it gets difficult, right? Because you're dealing with people that have murdered people. And if you are a moral person, you feel a certain way about people that do bad things. And so then your mind,
I don't really think that that's what happens when guards get negligent. I think they're just underpaid, overworked. I think that the reason that they let people get away with things is not because they give a shit about what they did. I think they're just power hungry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like the hostess at a fucking restaurant.
That's so true.
You gonna wait, bitch.
Oh my gosh.
People be liking power. But okay, let's put this train back on the tracks. Okay. So while now Victoria, as of 2018, has all this dough, she was, you know, what is she gonna do with it? She was still locked up. So there's no way for her to like blow
makeup.
Right. But I mean, how much of her settlement can she blow on her high maintenance, you know, glamazon shit? Not much, apparently, because it was apparent when she finally went to trial. At the trial.
She had the attorney of a lifetime. No, sorry.
At the trial, Victoria was far from a glamazon. She was just your average 47-year-old lady that hasn't been going to Pilates and drinking green juice and getting lash extensions. So basically, she was what I call normal looking. But Olga wasn't. Olga looked snatched. When she took the stand and testified to the fact that Victoria used to look like her, and that was likely the motivation for her being victimized by her, because she needed a new identity to remain in the USA because she wasn't able to get her papers because she was wanted over in Russia for murder.
She was trying to steal her identity.
Yes. Yes. By the way, Nadia went to all the court hearings and such for Victoria, and her and Olga became BFFs, mm-hmm. which is really sweet. Okay. Anyways, thankfully the jury did not buy any of Victoria's defense, which was that, you know, they say I did all this stuff, but there's no third party witnesses and everything is circumstantial, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, like they had her DNA on the cheesecake container, mm-hmm. you know, so I don't know how she could be saying that. Right. I
mean,
it's pretty succinct to me. Okay. So she was sentenced to 15 years, including time served. At the sentencing, she walked out of the courtroom and looked at Olga and Nadia and said, "Fuck you." She's just a real peach. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, she is 49 years old. The expectation is that when she is done serving her time here in the U.S., she will be deported back to Russia and then face the murder charges for Alla. Nadia says she is fine with the wait as long as Victoria remains incarcerated. By any means, it's all right with her. She is scheduled to finish her U.S. sentence in 2038.
Oh, so she's got a minute.
Yeah.
Plus another minute. And
plus,
I don't think she's getting out of prison.
I think that from what I have learned, Rikers Island might be real rough, but it's a lot better than Russia's version of Rikers Island. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into Russian prisons. Mm. Not good.
Not good. Mm.
Wow. She is a piece of business, man.
Savage.
Yeah. I can't. Mm. I don't even know how somebody is born like that. You know, how does that happen? There is absolutely no, I think you have to be a sociopath because there's like no compassion whatsoever for human life.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. Well, thanks for that. Starting it off with an international case. Well, not starting it off. I guess I did it.
It kind of circled back.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. All righty. Well, like I said, we have Patreon or our bonus content that you guys can listen to. It is on Thursday. We will be here with some updates on some crime news and some reality news. I saw on the news yesterday that Jessica Alba is getting divorced from Cash Warren, which is...
Oh, I did not see that.
Really bananas. Like, I just can't think it's true. But they're pretty certain of it. Or at least Daily Mail is very certain. It's not even alleged on their news story. So there's that. We'll go down that road. There was also something else we were going to start going down that I'll think about. I think I told you last Patreon that I started reading the Let Them. Mm-hmm. And Gretchen's been part of the movement for a couple years, and I just finished it. And it's a good read. If you have not listened with your ears, read with your ears, it's a good one. Also, we still have 5 crimes. And if you want your beautiful face to be even more beautiful, then head over to 5crimes.com. It's FIBE crimes.com, and get your serum. If you need your hair to grow this year, it's the best hair growth treatment at the best price that you can get. I promise you, you will love it. And if you have not left us a review, I urge you to do so. We got a very, very nice one, like so nice, so long that I thought somebody was going to think that we wrote it ourselves. So if you were the one that wrote that, thank you so much. We did not write that ourselves. I don't even think I could have written that long of a review and in so tastefully. So,
I don't read them.
You should, because then you can just let them have
okay, because that's why I don't, because you know they're not all good, right? So I just let them, but maybe you can pass that one along to me.
I will. It's so nice, and we do read them, and it really helps us grow. And really, in 2025, we are trying to grow our podcast, so please tell your friends.
We are kicking ass so far.
I know. So please tell your friends about us. The word of mouth is the best way, and that's how we've done it. We're coming on 6 years, and so it's really from you. So thank you. And clink, clink,
clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.